Welcome to Munchkin Land, a show where we sit around and we play games. And This week we are back playing Munchkin. And we are back playing an expansion to a game that Brian, I think, is a big, you were a big fan of.
Yes.
The Munchkin Wizard of Oz, or Munchkin Oz. And the expansion this time is Munchkin Oz 2 Yellow Brick Raid. 56 new cards inspired from the Frank L. Baum literary world. All of the books?
All 14 of them.
Okay. All 14 that Frank Baum wrote.
We will encounter the Frozen Heart, the Magic Apron, Gilda's Ring, the Supreme Dictator of the Flatheads. We'll get into this game. I rolled the high die. I get to go first.
Good for you.
I'm going to put out a Jalea Jam. Jalea Jam gets plus one combat bonus for every other ally in play, no matter who owns it. So if you guys put out allies, I'm going to get a plus one. And as I look through here, I'm going to set aside a reloaded die. No special rules for this, right? This is straight up Munchkin with an Oz flavor, right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. I will kick down the door and discover a wandering monster. And then I'm going to loot the room. And I'll become a soldier. Bigger guns. Each time you level up, you may, if you wish, discard any item and draw a face-down treasure to replace it. You may have one extra ally. So I'll get two allies in this. And
so you're normally just limited to one, or is it per level?
It's one.
Yeah, okay. Just one ally. So I think I'm done, Rob.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Brad's here, Brian's here, Rob's here.
Hi. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
It's been ages since I've gamed with these guys.
You're limited to one unless, of course, you're royalty. You have loyalty.
Is that what you are?
Yes, I am royalty. I have loyalty. You may have any number of allies, but may not discard them for an automatic escape. But I am inspiring. I get an extra plus one combat bonus for each of my allies. I'm going to be using a Winky Warhammer. And I'm going to cheat and use a Scaropithrope. Brian?
Don't know that one.
Okay. It is a plus five two-handed weapon, which is why I'm cheating. Because my other weapon's also two-handed, and I am courageous. I get a plus three bonus in combat for each monster I face when I'm fighting alone, or plus one bonus per monster when I have help. Once you have courage, you never lose it, even if you happen to die. So I'm going to kick down the door.
All right.
Plus one bonus, Scarecrow. Woo!
Got himself an ally.
All right. I've got a plus one to my allies now.
It gives you an extra plus three bonus against any winged monster. In case of doubt, the art rules. And then, let's see. What am I at? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Looks like I'm going to have to loot through. Go ahead.
All right. I don't have any class. I do have a funnel hat, an oilskin coat, which lets me have an extra hand in addition to its plus two bonus, and a knitting needle. So that's a total of a plus six equipment bonus, plus one for my level, so I'm at plus seven right now.
Why does the oilskin coat give you an extra hand?
That was one of them too.
Extra pockets. I don't know.
It also has stink lines coming off of it.
Anyways, I'm going to kick down a door to find a level 2 King Dox. Plus 4 against professors. Again, I have no class, so that don't matter.
You should have stayed away from the King Dox, Brian. Red.
I know.
Brian.
Whoever.
Everybody should stay away from the King Dox.
What is it? How much are you beating it by?
Seven.
Considerable.
No, I'm at seven. It's so I'm beating it by five.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What kind of monster would throw down a negative card right in the beginning of the game like that?
Anyway. I don't know.
Brian, three, two,
oh, that's the kind.
One.
Yes.
Smash.
Just wait for your turn.
King Dox. Gain a level and a treasure.
Oh, Brian's the first one to gain a level.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well. And I got magic ankle bracelets. It's on my turn. I may re-roll one runaway result. I must accept the second roll.
Okay. I can get behind that.
All right.
Are we having some problems, Brian?
Been drinking early already.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going to play some stuff. I have, in fact, a professor class. Mm. This is like the worst class in real life and in this game. So the professor has book learning. Whenever you are the lowest level player or tied for lowest at the end of your turn, you may go up a level for every three cards you discard from your hand.
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's if huge. You don't beat anything this turn, you can do that.
Yeah, but I've got cool cards I don't want to discard.
Well, you don't have to. And then it's it also, not saying you have to.
I know, but I mean, it's a lame ability, though. And also, publish or perish, if you successfully run away from a monster whose bad stuff includes death, go up a level. So, that's a thing. I do have a really good ally, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Wizard of Oz. He gives me a +3 bonus.
Nice.
If monsters have a penalty against wizards, they suffer that penalty against you, even if you're not a wizard.
So one of the things that we normally do when we play this game and we include expansions is we try to shuffle the expansions into the upper half of the decks. So the icon for this, if you see it, is a yellow brick down at the bottom of your card.
Yep. That's cute. Now, let me ask you this. So if I lay, okay, I've got an item that I would rather keep in my hand as a surprise. It has a cash value, so I know I can lay it on the table. But is there any like point at which I can't just start whipping stuff out of my hand during combat?
You cannot adjust what gear you have equipped during combat.
Okay.
So you can't equip gear during combat.
But a usable, but a once only usable thing.
You can toss it out of your hand.
Yeah,
you can
toss those out of my hand, right? And what's the maximum number of cards I can have in my hand?
Five.
So I've got 6.
Since I'm assuming there's not going to be any dwarves running around.
Well, I do got an oilskin coat.
Yeah. I am going to also...
I did not hear you say that correctly.
What?
I heard the oilskin coat is giving him an extra hand, like he could hold one more item.
No, not an extra card
in his hand.
Yeah.
Well, it's totally. I heard exactly the same thing you heard, Rob.
Maybe what I said. Yeah, I know what I meant.
Yeah.
So that explains more.
There's extra look for pockets, Brian's 3 so you can have Twitter an extra card rant right. later this right. evening.
Okay. Yeah, but why you would have an extra hand, I have no idea. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm also going to, just because I'm holding up the game here by my hemming and hawing, I'm also going to cheat in a magic belt, which is usable by royals only. Whoop, that's not what I'm playing. There it is, the cheat card. All right. So I'm cheating in a piece of armor. It may be worn with other armor. If you would lose all your armor to bad stuff or curses, you may instead discard only the magic belt.
All right.
There we go. Now, kicking down a door. It's a card from the expansion. It is a level 8 red giant +5 when fighting 2 munchkins at once. Bad stuff. Lose your armor. If you have no armor, lose a level. So I'm at a whopping
have armor.
7 versus its 8. And it's +5 when fighting 2 munchkins at once. So I need somebody to bring in a 6 to help me with this.
Can I got 8.
I got 14.
You don't need to help him.
11. I got 11.
11. You've already gained a level. Well, you're okay. You're All right, Brian. You know what? If you want to bring in your 8, I'll take your 8.
What are you offering?
I'm offering you one of the 2 treasures. I'll let you pick first.
Okay.
All right. So we're at, how much did you bring in?
8. 8.
8. So we're up by.
Oh, no. 10. I forgot my magic ankle bracelets.
Okay, so we're 10 to 17 to its 13. So we're up by 4. 3, 2, 1. It is dead. We have killed the thing. All right, so here are the treasures. There's Ozma's wand, which is +4. That's pretty sweet. And there's a yellow brick played during any combat, +5 to either side, usable once only.
Well, if I get first pick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you're going to Ozma's wand.
Ozma's wand. All right. Good for you. Fine. All right. Your turn, Steven.
All right. I'm going to become a super munchkin just because my class, and I'm going to add in a...
So you're saying you're a super soldier.
I'm a super soldier.
All right, Steve.
I'm going to add in a +4 bonus gump, which gives me a +2 to run away. If you do not have the steed rules, treat the gump as a big item that does not count against your total of big items. So apparently we don't have steed rules right now.
I don't imagine there's a lot of steeds running around in a
horse of a different color.
I said a lot.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't in the books.
Also, that's what I was going to ask.
Not that I recollect. The gump was.
Kick down the door.
But
and
he was also in Return to Oz.
Oh, it's a good thing I'm a super soldier because I'm now going to fight a level one Corporal Waddle. +3 against soldiers. So it's at a level 4. Bad stuff. You can't bear the disgrace. Lose a level.
Well, actually, Return to Oz was based on two Oz books. Ozma of Oz and The Marvelous Land of Oz.
Oh. All right. So here's the thing. Because I'm a super munchkin, and I only have the soldier class, I have... What does this say on the super munchkin? Or you may have all the class card and have one class card and have all of its advantages and none of its disadvantages. For example, monsters that hate wizards will have no bonus against a super wizard. So Corporal Waddle does not have any bonuses against me.
No.
So level 1, I got +4 on my gump. I got, how many allies do we have out?
3.
I got a +3 there, so I'm a 7 to its 1. I'm up by 6.
Oh, 2 for you.
Why is that?
She gets +1 combat bonus for every other ally in play. So
yes.
Yeah.
There's so, 3 total allies in play.
Okay. Okay, so 2 other allies, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm up by 5. 3, 2, 1. Bye, Corporal Waddle. I get 1 treasure on that, I believe. Bear. And 1 level 1 treasure.
Oh, man. I'm losing.
Aw. You get all the pity.
Hmm.
Meh.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of it. Yeah. That's it.
This is okay, munchkin. Well, then there I'm is going no to, pity. So I'm going to equip heart. I have heart.
No, he has courage.
You may help any other munchkin who asks, unless the combat is for the win. I must help any other munchkin that asks, unless the combat is for the win. But you are required. But they are required to give you 1 treasure of your choice if the monster gives 1 or 2 treasures, or 2 treasures of your choice if it gives you 3 or more. Once you have heart, you never lose it, even if you happen to die.
Wow.
So, if anybody wants my help, you can ask for it. But if the monster gives 1 or 2 treasures, you have to give me 1, and I get first choice. If it gives 3 or more, I get 2 treasures, my choice.
You seem really happy about this.
I have heart. My heart grew 3 sizes that day. I'm done, Rob.
What if that heart was frozen?
Oh no, a curse, a frozen heart. You may discard this curse by foregoing a level you would otherwise be eligible to gain.
You cannot help in combat.
I don't know.
All right, I'll just lose a level.
Well, you already gained that level. You forego a level would you otherwise be eligible to gain.
So right. Next time
you have to be gaining a level. So you're still level 2.
Wow.
I don't know.
Well, he said we'd encounter the frozen heart.
Here, yes. I'll just go ahead and return that favor. Cursed, get axed. You have 1 fewer hand until this curse is lifted. Now I'm done.
Can I take
Rob.
My turn now, no. Guys? Is the curse flinging done?
No. Never will be done.
Like I'm just watching stuff go back and forth.
Go ahead.
Well,
I can occasionally see Brad I do have across heart. The way.
Yeah.
I do have heart.
You do.
Kicked frozen. Out the door. Mm-hmm. Level 14. Mrs. Youp. +3 against anyone who's changed sex or had more than 1 class this game.
Nope.
Yay. That's not me for a change. 10. 13. 14. 15 to her 14.
You have 15 already?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot to calculate in my inspiring last round.
Wow. That's why I was trying to say he doesn't need any help.
Yeah. No.
But at this point,
that's why there's a pity. Anybody going to screw with me?
No.
If I could, maybe.
All right. Like, this is the perfect time, too.
Yeah.
I'm only up by 1. But I got her.
All right.
I get 4 treasures.
What?
Yeah. That's largely why I probably would have.
3.
Because it's going to be very hard stopping him now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So I got Youp Boots, which are +4.
You stole her boots.
Yes, you
and did. The magic apron.
Wow.
Which, during any combat, I may discard two cards from my hand to replace one monster in the fight with a monster from my hand.
You got like a continuity bonus there.
Yeah. Who shuffled these cards? Oh, wait, it was me.
And I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I will put an oscilloscope in
just
play.
Just notice the picture was old Nick Chopper there.
It is usable by professors only.
The Tin Woodsman, before he became a Tin Woodsman.
Yeah.
Because the cursed axe kept chopping off limbs and he had to get it replaced by tin.
Go ahead, Brian.
Brian knows his Oz back and forth.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's been nearly 30 years since I've read this stuff.
Hey, everybody has to know something.
Kick down the door. The Lizard of Oz, +3 against wizards. I'm very much beating it. 2, 4, 6, 10, 12. 2, it's 2. So I'm ahead by 10.
I can't help you.
No, you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
A 3, a 2, and a 1. Crunch.
Nope. Oh my god, Brian. This is why we can't have nice things.
So, I kill the Lizard of Oz, gain a level, get 1 treasure. Isn't this a Pink Floyd album?
Yes. Dark Side of the Moon was a Pink Floyd album. Yes.
Did I say, oh, man. I even ruined that joke. I meant Led Zeppelin.
Oh. Wow, Brian.
I ruined the joke before I even could reveal it.
Wow.
Are you done?
Yes.
Apparently. Clearly, he's done. I'm going to become a super professor.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I'm a super
munchkin. Do you have
anything
for an oscilloscope? Which is a professor-only card. It's a two-hand, 2+2, one-hand item.
It's a +2, one-hand item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a one-time-only item. And permanent bonus.
All right. You know what? I'll trade you a yellow brick.
I'll take it.
+5 one-time yellow brick. Awesome. All right. Thank you, sir. Good doing business with you. Kicking down a door.
Mm-hmm.
Blam.
Hey, an ally.
An ally. Trot.
Yes.
Trot can join Cap'n Bill as an extra ally. Well, isn't that cute? Good for her.
Cap'n Bill is just like a random guy that wound up in Oz, like people tend to do.
Yeah. And Trot. All right.
A little companion.
So I can loot the room, right?
Just
grab another card and put it in my hand, right?
Yep.
Let's remember how the game goes. All right. Your turn, Steven.
I will kick down the door and I will discover a wandering monster. Ha ha. And then I will
really
loot the room.
He doesn't have anything too scary in his hand.
I think Dorothy was on his boat when they got waylaid by a hurricane and wound up on Oz's shores.
Oh. So Dorothy makes it back regularly?
Yes. There's only one of those first 14 that doesn't have Dorothy.
Yeah.
The Marvelous Land of Oz.
Oh, Marvelous.
Yeah.
All right, Rob,
that's the
your
one where
turn.
Ozma becomes Ozma.
Yeah.
Whatever the little boy's name was.
Tip.
I am going to look at my hand and drop a card.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Okay. And yeah, I'm going to kick down the door.
That may have actually
level
been
level 2, purple spiders. Don't get caught in their web. +3 against anyone with no hand items equipped.
Hmm.
I've got 4 hands worth of items equipped.
Nice.
How do you get 4 hands worth of items
equipped? Cheating.
No.
He
so
sure
you can have
is.
As many hand items as you want?
I can use an item without... It's cheat.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
I just noticed that I used the cheat card to let my professor wear a magic belt. And the illustration on the cheat card
is the magic
is
belt.
The professor wearing the magic belt.
There you go.
Oh.
Art here is good. Way to go, Kovalik.
Yeah. No
Kovalik.
Kidding.
Kovalik. How much are you beating it by?
A lot.
Like how much?
It's a level 2 and I'm over 20.
Oh, over 20. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I've got some stuff I could throw in if anybody wants to prevent Rob from
like, I think we're just going to have to wait till 11. Level 9.
Okay.
Just
12, 13, 16, 21.
And whichever one of us gets there first is just going to get nuked.
23.
Okay. Smash. Boop.
And then whoever gets there second is going to more or less slide through.
Level 3. Load and die. Pass my turn.
Alrighty. I go again. Kick in the door once again. Find a soldier. Hey, I got a class now. I guess I'll go looking for trouble.
Okay.
And fight some scoodlers. Plus 4 against royalty. Level 2 monster. Bad stuff. They knock you right out of your socks. Lose your foot gear. So I could lose magic ankle bracelets, but...
How much are you beating it by?
A lot. Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 10, 13, so 11.
Not quite as a lot as I was, but a lot.
I'll wait.
All right.
Yeah, this one's definitely going to be a... We're going to nuke someone at the
end.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're horrible that way.
It doesn't help that...
Gain another level, get another treasure.
Exploded.
Yes. It's interesting how that happened.
Yeah.
I think I will take Dr. Nidnik's celebrated wishing pill and get rid of my chopped off arm.
All right.
Cancels any curse. Play at any time, usable once only.
All right. I will kick down a door. It is a level 5 King Cleaver of Utensia, plus 3 against royalty, usurpers. Bad stuff, chop, lose one hand. The effect can be lifted with a wishing pill or when you die. He has 2 treasures. I think I'm pretty solidly above King Cleaver of Utensia. I am, I've got 2 for my level and 3 for the wizard and 3 for the magic belt and 2 for the oscilloscope. So that's 10 versus his 5. Anybody want to mess with me? 3, 2.
Oh, seems like the one where we might actually be able to.
1.
But I'm not close to think.
All right. I get 2 treasures. Oh, let's see. Oh. Well, I will go up my level for winning the fight. Then I will quaff with the quadlings and go up a level.
Ooh.
Puts me at level 4.
Brad is in the lead.
And
no, we're tied.
I have 6 cards in my hand. I'm going to lay down a can of brains. Concentrated brains, extra quality. Playable during any combat, plus 3 to either side, usable once only.
All right. I will kick down the door, pow, and I will discover the Cowardly Lion, plus 2 to run away. He is an ally, and I can have 1 extra ally, so I will add him in there. So I'm now at 2, or how many allies are out there still? 2?
I got 1.
There's 1 on each of us, so okay. You have 3 for her.
Okay. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
He's right. Got your level. Okay.
Yeah. 9.
Like you were looking at the lion and said 4, 5. I'm like, no.
Well, that's a just an owl, just a 2 to run away. I will loot the room. Oh, okay.
So
it is, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. Ooh, I got to discard 2 cards because I'm the lowest.
Or put treasures into play.
I will put this treasure into play. Staff of Dunkington. I will go ahead and play Learn by Osmosis and go up a level.
Go up a level or do you want to get rid of your frozen heart?
Nope. Doesn't hurt me. Only hurts you.
You're the one who was excited to have heart.
Well, because it helped all of you.
I didn't do anything to harm you.
All right, I'm down to 5.
That is all Brian.
I know it is. That's why I'm waiting.
I'm going to kick down the door.
Waiting.
Curse, Earthquake.
Oh, no.
Lose an ally. If you have more than 1, choose one to lose. No. I'm a scarecrow.
That's rough, man. Got the straw shook out of him.
I'm going to go looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
To fight an Oz stritch.
Mm-hmm. minus one to run away.
Yeah. See, I'm beating it by...
a good amount.
11.
21?
No, because I lost my... That was a plus two bonus for me.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Not that that's all that much considering, but it's 11, 16, 19. I'm beating it by 19.
Good for you. What's bad stuff?
Wicked Kick. Lose your armor. If you have no armor, lose a level and two cards.
Oh, okay.
It is dead.
Treasure. Level. Ooh, I have a love magnet.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
No player with a level higher than yours can refuse a request for help against a monster, or even ask for a reward. Mm. You cannot gain the winning level in a combat where your helper was compelled by the love magnet. When used, roll a die. 1 to 2, discard the magnet. 3 to 4, give it to the player you used it on. 5 to 6, keep it.
I like that.
Hmm. Interesting.
Go ahead, Brian.
All right, I will kick down the door. Oh, TikTok. Ah, ally. I will take TikTok as an ally. Roll a die at the start of each combat. On a 1, you forgot to wind up TikTok, and it gives you no bonus. Okay.
Way to go, TikTok.
Well, it's not TikTok's fault if he's not wound up.
Way to go, Brian.
Guess I will loot the room. I will take Toto, which is a plus one ally. Cannot be lost for any reason. Even to allow an automatic escape from combat, Toto does not count against your quota of allies.
Nice.
Hmm. Man.
It's annoying.
All right, next.
All right, kicking down a door.
Steven's getting pretty big
over
there.
Bang! It's an ally plus three bonus, Dorothy Gale.
Hey, nice. Ooh.
Does not count against your total number of allies.
All right. Nice, you got the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy. That's Dorothy. Awesome.
If only I had Toto. Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to loot La Room. And let's see. Oh, okay. That's good.
Was Toto a black schnauzer in the books?
Who knows?
Well, like in the first one.
It was a wiener dog.
No. He's like a Boston Terrier, I feel one. Like, in the later ones.
What's wrong with that?
With the later artist.
Except Brian's reaction.
All right, I'm going to lay down out of my hand the Pink Pearl, which allows me to play at any time to cancel a curse as is played, or all bad stuff from a single combat.
Nifty.
Yep. All right, your turn, Brian. No, Steven.
Steve.
Okay. Did you kick down the door?
I did.
All right.
You found Dorothy.
I will kick down a door and discover a level 6 googly goo. Plus 3 against royalty. Bad stuff. You cannot help anyone in combat until the start of your next turn. Oh, that's all right. I forgot a curse that keeps my frozen heart frozen. All right. So I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, beating it by 4.
Right there.
Hmm? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah.
9, 12.
I'm beating it by 6.
Wow.
You don't have a ton of bonuses, but nope. Your bonuses are huge.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, basically he looked like a Yorkie or some other black terrier, but the later artist of the Oz books drew him as a Boston Terrier.
Ah.
3-2-1 smash.
For unexplained reasons.
2 treasures.
Because he had one a level. Boston Terrier to look at.
One?
For reference.
Very possibly.
2.
There's like one picture where there's like a statue of Toto drawn as if, you know, like the first book, and like Toto's like sitting there kind of barking or laughing at it.
I'm going to set aside the white
died
pearl.
At some point, they just replaced it
maybe
with a different Toto and didn't tell anybody.
And the big question is, why did Toto never talk?
Because
animals can talk in the Oz.
Well, because he's not from Oz.
Henrietta the Chicken wasn't from Oz, and she could talk when she went to Oz.
Toto's just knew when to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's
apparently the Mark Twain phrase.
When Oz was asked, he just said he never had anything to say.
There you go.
My turn. Kick down the door. Plus 4 bonus. Hungry Tiger.
Yes.
Yay, I have another ally.
Mm.
Do I go looking for
how many allies can you have?
Yes.
Okay.
Royalty.
Oh, royalty. I have loyalty.
Right, right, right.
Also, I just lost my ally, so this is only my one.
Okay.
So my loyalty bonus is not really working for me there. Do I look for trouble with that? That seems like a poor choice. Is anybody higher level than me currently? Steve is, but he can't help.
But I can't help you, sorry. I mean, unless you have something that could get rid of a curse, you could apply that to me, and then I could help anybody who asks.
In fact, you have to help anybody
who asks. I have to help anybody who asks.
If you didn't have a
frozen heart.
I know, that's what I said. If somebody had a curse removal thing, Brad.
I'm going to go looking for trouble.
No, it has to be as it's played. Sorry.
Not looking for trouble. I'm going to loot
the room.
Yes. Oh, man, I should have gone looking for trouble. Go ahead, man.
I will kick down the door. Ooh, the level 4 Queen Core can join King Gaz in combat without a Wandering Monster card. So I'm guessing if someone has King Gaz, they could probably throw it in here.
I don't know, like half of Steven's cards stuff? Are Wandering Monster.
Lose your headgear. If you don't have headgear, lose a level.
Ooh, okay.
And I do have a funnel hat.
Okay.
But I am beating it by...
Wind up that TikTok.
I do. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, 20. So I'm beating it by 16.
Mm. Okay.
So
nothing from me.
A 3, a 2, a 1.
Crunch.
Squish.
Three licks to go get up to the level. Tootsie Pop.
Yep. And draw 2 treasures. Ooh. What are you willing to offer for a magical pill there, Steven?
I will give you the Staff of Dunkington. Play to force any player to reroll a successful runaway attempt, including one that is automatically successful.
Hmm.
I don't know that we're going to be doing a lot of running away.
That's kind of the issue here.
What's that White Pearl do?
White Pearl, play when you are about to kick down the door, draw the top 3 door cards and choose one to be your door, shuffle the other 2 back into the door deck.
Well, that's nifty.
I think I'll just hold on to it for now. I kind of wish I had an extra item I was willing to give up. But I will play Bake the Perfect Birthday Cake to go up another level.
Mm.
Why did you wish you had an extra item to give up?
Because Soldier. I can try to get bigger guns.
Oh.
All right, Brad. Sounds like it's your turn.
Can I take a card that I've laid down, not equipped, but laid down, back into my hand?
No.
No. Trying to be all sneaky.
I am. I'm going to kick down a door. Shebang. Look, it's Captain Bill.
Hey, there you go. Plus 3.
Weird. Now, can I ditch my ally, the Wizard of Oz?
You can if you want.
In favor of Captain Bill.
I believe so.
I don't know why you would.
Because then he could also have Trot.
Yeah.
Does he have Trot in his hand?
Can the Wizard of Oz go into my hand, or does he go?
No, he has to go to the discard pile.
Do I have to? Okay. All right. I'll put him in the discard pile. All right. I'll take Captain Bill and Trot. All right. And Dorothy Gale is my ally. All right. And I'm trying to think of what I want to do here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got, where am I at? I'm at 4 for my level, plus 7 is 11, 7 for my allies. It's 11. My magic belt puts me at 14. And the Oz Silly Scope puts me at 16. I am going to go looking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fight against Ugu the Shoemaker, who is level 19.
Ooh. Wow.
Yep. When Ugu joins the combat, every player must discard an item or ally. Will not pursue anyone level 3 or below. Oh, I should have taken Captain Bill in my hand and then discard the Wizard of Oz with that, shouldn't I? That would have been smarter. Well, oh well. All right, I'm going to discard my can.
What is it? What is it?
Can of brains. When Ugu joins the combat, every player must discard an item or ally. Will not pursue anyone level 3 or below. I'm going to discard my can of brains.
Discard the wizard's black bag.
I'm going to discard the staff of Dunkiton.
I guess I'll get rid of Dr. Nidnik's celebrated wishing pill.
I am also going to play Glinda's Ring. Play during any combat when you're fighting alone and losing. You may force another player to help you in the combat, and he may not claim any rewards for doing so.
Boo.
Rob, please help me in this combat. You get no rewards for doing so.
Oh, okay. So what happens if I throw a wandering monster in?
Well,
you're no longer... Well, that ring no longer counts, or does it count?
No, I played it, so...
I am forced to help during this combat.
Okay.
With no bonus. All right,
then I'll throw in a wandering monster, level 12 giant soldiers, bad stuff, you are dead.
Wow. What's the...
So they're total at 31? Oh.
Yeah, it looks like 31. So I brought... What did I say I brought? 11 and 5 is... What is 11 and 5?
16.
16. I've got 16.
All right. 11, 15, 16, 17, 18, 23, 27.
27.
I could almost beat them by myself.
You're bringing 27.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. All right. So we're winning by lots and gobs. All right. 3, 2, 1. There we go. So I get 3 levels out of that?
Yep.
Wow.
And a giant bucket of revealed treasures.
And I get 8 treasures.
Damn.
8, 3, and 5?
Ozone sprayer.
3 and 5.
A giant hammer, 2 hands big. Ozma's
magic. I think that was a bit of a mistake there, Steven.
Painting.
No, it wasn't, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Emerald spectacles.
I'm about to make Brian very, very mad.
Oh.
Seeing your leg go up a level. Knife sword usable by wizard only. A lavender berry played during any combat. -5 to the monster side only. And munchkins draw 1 fewer question. And I got 1 more treasure, right?
Yep. It's
a total of 8 treasures. And a water bucket played during any combat. +4 to either side. Usable once only. Mm. All right. Well, I will take... I will just go ahead and go up a level.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts me at level 8. And then I will wear my emerald spectacles as headgear.
Ah.
I will move my Oz Silly Scope over here to use my +4 giant hammer, which is 2 hands big. Take the wizard knife sword in my hand. I'll take the water bucket in my hand. And I will lay Ozma's magic painting over here to the side. I'll take the lavender berry and sit it over here, and I will take the ozone sprayer into my hand. Boy, that was long and tedious.
Ow. Ozma's magic painting do?
The Ozma's magic painting. Play at any time except during combat. Go through either discard pile and select 1 card. Put that card in your hand and then discard this one. Usable once only. Interesting. Help me remember I have that. That'll be
no.
It'll be good to blast out at some point, I'm sure.
It's also got a -5 to level a monster over there.
All right. Your turn, Steven.
Well, so the thing I am going to do could either be really, really bad to Brian for putting this curse on me.
God.
Which I feel is justified.
Or?
Or I could put it on Brad, which would benefit the rest of us.
What?
But not Brad.
But I've done nothing.
I know. That's why I'm going to put it on.
Benefit all of us if you put it on Brian?
No, it's just being vindictive for putting this curse on me. So, curse, this is not the Oz you're looking for. Go through the discards, the door discards, until you find a monster, suffer its bad stuff.
Yeah.
You are dead.
This is a real gamble because depending on how you guys stack that, it could have been nothing.
Well done.
Yeah.
Sorry, this Brian.
This is a level of
planning
and dickery I have not seen from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So death.
Dang.
I don't see why you don't hit the person in the lead.
I told you it was purely vindictive.
You brought out the Rob and Steve.
All right. Well, lose your headgear.
What?
Fail your next runaway. Okay. And?
Now, can he do that before?
Yeah.
Because he's dead.
I'm going to play a transformation potion. Play at any time except during combat. Swap one of your allies for one of your opponent's allies.
Are you going to kill off Jellia?
Yep.
Can you do that? He is dead. He shouldn't be able to play anything from his hand unless it's a curse removal.
Well, this
if you die, you lose all your stuff. You keep your classes, your level, and any curses that were affecting you when you died. Your new character will look just like your old one. If you have a super munchkin, you can keep that as well. Once you've died, you don't have to run away from any remaining monsters. Looting the body. Lay out your hand beside the cards you had in play, making sure not to include the cards mentioned above. If you have an item attached to a cheat card, separate those cards. Starting with the player at the highest level, A1 can choose one card. In case of ties, a level roll. Once everyone gets their card, discard the rest. Looted cards go to the player's hand.
I say there's been plenty of precedent for playing cards dead in cards, response to card plays before.
Dead cards cannot receive cards. Dead characters cannot receive cards for any reason, not even in charity, and cannot level up or win the game.
When the next player begins, your new character appears,
and you can help others in combat, blah, 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 but you have no cards unless you receive charity or gifts from other players. On your next turn, start by drawing your face-down card from the card deck and playing any legal cards you want to, just as when you started the game, then take your turn normally.
As we've done responses before...
To death?
I think death was the one weird one that we had to look up.
Well, ultimately this is what it comes down to, having a game like this, which isn't nearly as codified as, say, Magic,
yeah,
which very much specifies when things and how things are responded to. And unfortunately, no matter which way, I'll have to get rid of my potion of Zo-So-Zo, which would have tripled my level for the duration of this fight, usable once only.
Oh. Wow. Well, somebody can take that from you.
Ah.
Yeah. We get to loot the corpse.
Hmm.
That's what it's called.
It is.
Yeah,
it still makes me laugh. that was more a laugh of joy than anything, really. It was just me being happy.
Just general munchkininess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't help me at all.
There's a lot of good stuff to pick from over there.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. There is no stack nor in response in Munchkin. Once an action starts, it must be completed before you take the next action, such as playing a card. Thus, once the thief discards his card in payment for the backstab, the target Munchkin is backstabbed.
All right. Well, we're following that for now.
Yeah. Yeah, the only ones that break that rule are things like Wishing Ring or stuff that breaks a curse,
because
that's the whole purpose of it, is to prevent it from hitting you.
All right, so what's the ruling, Rob?
Basically, it resolves, or that everything happens before the action goes completely before you can do anything else.
Okay.
So I get my Emerald Spectacles headgear back.
Sorry, Brian. As I said, completely out of spite.
Yeah, well. That's not what he played.
All right.
All right, then.
Who has the highest?
I believe I probably do.
Yes.
And I get to take anything from his hand or his body?
Items, not allies.
Okay. Oh, does he get to keep his allies?
Well, I don't think he gets to keep his allies. Maybe he did get to take...
Because there's any...
Including the body. If they have any attached, let's see. Classes, levels, and curses. Anything but that. And cheats have to be separated.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take...
So allies are takeable.
Yep, allies are takeable.
I'm going to take Ozma's wand.
Yeah, figured. Which is probably better than your giant hammer now.
Yeah, possibly.
Because the oscilloscope is a one-handed item, and the wand is a one-handed item, and they're a total of a plus six, which is a plus four. Am I not correct?
You're correct.
I will take the oilskin coat.
Tick-tock.
Sure you don't want the potion, or can you not?
You can take potions.
You can take stuff from the hand, but should play a level for the duration of this fight. You want something. It's just your actual level, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not your... No, TikTok's going to be... Oh, what's this one do? Anytime except during combat, help one of your allies or one of your opponent's allies. No, I'm going to take that potion.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play that.
I just need to get an ally that I want to swap. So everything else is discarded. Except for the soldier. You're still a soldier. Was that at the end of Brad's turn or at the start of your
turn? That was the start of my turn.
So you are dead until the start of my turn.
I'm going to play the White Pearl. Before I kick down the door, I'll take the top three cards. Look at them.
Oh, you shuffle the other two back into the deck.
I'm picking which, yeah. Shuffle the other two back into the deck after I look at them.
Yeah. So choose which one you want to deal.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
He's really looking at these cards, man.
It looked like you were calculating who was going to be stuck with what.
No. I still have a thing that puts the allies into effect.
Number of allies in play.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door and discover mute minus five to monster.
I'll shuffle.
All right.
And then as soon as he's done, I'll loot the room. Okay, I'm done.
All right, so does Brian draw his four cards, eight cards now?
At the start of my turn. At the
start of his turn.
Okay, but you're alive now.
Yes.
What?
Either way, I'm going to kick down the door. Curse! Change Scott, really? Give me the blue one. Thank you.
Aw.
That's only for what, one turn?
No,
that it affects combat.
It's only for my next combat that I'm neg five.
Okay.
But this happens to me all the time. Like every freaking game of Munchkin. So do I have anything that's worth one? That's worth one. Okay. 11, 15, 18, 23. Oh, this seems like a terrible plan. Yeah, I'm gonna loot the room. Okay, go ahead.
Brian is alive. Draw my cards.
Yeah, does he go back down to level one or something?
No.
Nope.
You keep your levels and your classes
keep your level
and all that
and your
stuff.
Class and any curses that are on you. So if Steven died, he'd still have a cold, frozen heart.
Yep.
Of course, that's no different from...
Yeah, just no different from any other day of the week, right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to play a curse on myself.
Okay.
Back to Kansas. If you are actually playing in Kansas, go up a level instead. That right. cannot be the winning level.
All right. Nice.
That's cute.
He still needs to kick down the door.
Let's see. Yeah. I'm going to put on a sunbonnet. Equip Scissors of Oz.
Are those significant, or is that just a terrible pun?
Terrible pun.
Okay. Oh, they even say Oz in the handle.
I will play Oswell That Ends Well to go up a level.
Wow. Mm.
and I will wow the Winkies to go up another level.
Wow. See, Brian, this actually benefited you.
We'll see.
You ready to kick down the door?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
When you're done stacking the deck against me?
I'm not stacking the deck. I'm fixing the deck. There's a difference.
He's fixing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm afraid of, that you're fixing the deck.
So Brian could win this game right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And it'd be all your fault. I kind of want him to win.
Yeah, so do I, but...
Curse. Yellow Brick Road Rage. Show your hand and put all your one-shot items into play. Your next time one of your opponents enters combat, play all one-shots, giving a combat bonus to help the monsters.
Ouch.
Well, does curses count as one-shot? No, because they're not items.
It does say show your hand, though.
Okay, well...
What are they? Read them out.
I got Hammerheads, level 3 monster, plus 4 against wizards. Curse, trapped on a magic island, automatically fail your next runaway attempt. Curse, Oz and effect, discard your hand.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's screwy.
Mm-hmm.
So Steven, nothing happens to you.
Discard your hand.
All right.
Yeah, I figured that was coming. Are they all doors?
Yep.
Were they like 3/4 wandering monster?
Nope. You can't look. So, don't be looking.
Since I didn't run into a monster, I can go looking for trouble, right?
See?
Hammerheads.
Oh, crap.
Level 3. I'm at 9, 10, 11, plus 4 is 15. So, conceivably stoppable.
Yeah, it is. You lost your growl. Lose a level.
Oh, man, if only I had a wandering monster I could throw in right now, Brian.
He doesn't want that.
Yeah, he does. It'll take him up 2 levels.
If he could beat it, which is...
The only monster in my hand was a level 3.
Oh.
Hmm.
Anyone else?
I wish I could help you, but, you know...
Well, I don't
need
help. I got
this frozen heart.
It's rough.
Well... I guess I kill the guy.
Wait. Oh, yeah. So you're going to be level 9?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
He just couldn't growl at it.
Yeah. Take one treasure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it my turn?
It is your turn, unless Brian has something he can play.
All right. I'm going to cash in my...
Oh, I don't have that.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to cash in my giant hammer... And this knife sword for 800, and this ozone sprayer for 100, and this water bucket for 100. And I'm going to go up a level, so I'm level 9. And I am going to, before I begin my turn, I'm going to look into Ozma's magic painting. I can play it anytime except during combat. Go through either the discard pile... And select one card, put that card in your hand, and then discard this one.
Nice. You're looking for that level 3?
Or whatever.
You better know it.
That's not what I'd be looking for.
Lizard of Oz.
The Pearl.
Oh.
Let's see. What am I looking
for? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because the Pearl will let you look at the top 3.
Mm.
Yeah, but then he's still got to kick down the door, so...
Yeah.
If it's something bad, he's got to fight it, as opposed to pulling something out of his hand.
Yeah.
Looking for trouble.
Well, let's see. All right.
How are you only at level 4?
Because I haven't fought that many monsters. Like, the monsters I fought gave me a significant bucket load of treasures.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like...
All right, I'm going to kick down the door.
Curse, lose a level.
Curse, get too close to the deadly desert. Lose the footgear you are wearing. If you aren't wearing footgear, lose a level. Well, I think the pink pearl is going to save me from that curse.
What does it do?
Get rid of a curse.
Gets rid of a curse.
Oh, okay, cancel a curse. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going to go looking for trouble against some hammerheads. Level 3, plus 4 against wizards.
You didn't find the Lizard of Oz?
I didn't look for the Lizard of Oz. This is good enough. All right, so I'm way ahead of these guys.
Yeah.
I'm 9 plus 7 for my guys is 16. Ozma's Wand puts me at 20. The Silly Scope puts me at 22. My Magic Belt puts me at 25. And my Spectacles puts me at 27.
27?
27.
Well, I can do significant, but I don't know that I can get him up to that point.
Might as well.
All right. So I'm going to use my Magic Apron. During any combat, I may discard two cards from my hand to replace one monster in the fight with a monster from my hand. I'm going to discard Guild the Gilligans and Curse, toss out your old shoes to replace the Hammerheads with the Wicked Witch of the West.
Ooh, wow, nice.
She is at minus five because Dorothy is an ally. So she's 14 to my 27.
And did he not have a water
magical.
Bucket?
I got rid of it. He sold the water bucket. Yeah. That's what I checked the discard for.
Okay.
Oh, could that be an instant death for her?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm 27 to her 19.
Does anybody have eight they can get up there?
I automatically don't fail your next runaway attempt.
Ouch.
I will bean you with a yellow brick.
Okay, so I'm 27 to her
24.
24.
Wow.
And you can make her minus five.
I can.
How?
I've got a berry.
Lavender berry.
Right.
All right, anything else, guys?
Nope.
I have a hammerhead.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah.
I got another pill.
If only I had a wandering monster.
Well,
you were the vindictive one.
Yes. My play was thematic, damn it.
Hey, I've got a frozen heart.
That's a heart.
That's totally in play with what I did.
That's right. All right.
And admit it, you would have done the exact same thing.
No. Not when someone just got up to level 8.
Mm.
Victory is sweet. Oh, I better move my... There I am. Level 10.
That's why I justified it and explained why I was doing it.
Because you're vindictive.
Because I'm vindictive. That's okay.
That was fun.
That was fun. At least Rob didn't win. And I think Brad finally won a game.
Yeah, I haven't won a game in ages.
What do you think, Brian?
Meh.
Wow. Wow. It pushed all of his little Oz buttons and still.
Yeah, you like this though, Brian, because of the Oz theme?
Yeah, I like the Oz.
Yeah. Rob?
I enjoy it. I really liked the curse that Brian used to go up a level. That was
cute. Oh yeah, that was cool. Smart.
Yes.
Yeah. I am kind of meh on this.
Yeah.
Only because looking at some of the expansion cards, I didn't know if they were as significant to the game, which is fine. I mean, you really shouldn't add expansion packs to weight the game one way or another. So it was still kind of balanced, but I guess the cards were fair.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. I had fun. Had fun too, Brian. Admit it.
Winning.
Yeah. I do this every time we play Munchkin. All right. Comments, questions, whatever you're thinking, podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.